see who lived on that street, you know. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I didn't even know where Duga Street was for a long, long time. After even having living here as many years as I have, I don't even know where the Duga Street...
Duke, is that Duke Street?
Dugas. D-U-G-A-S.
That's down this way.
No, that's that way.
Oh, south. Yeah, but then there's a Duke Judge, down this way.
Duke, mm-hmm. Yes, down but this is way. Dugas.
Oh, yes.
After mm-hmm. Judge Dugas.
Yes.
Right. And that's the street that the Comedinas live on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that
before. Who's living in Little Monroe's place?
Tullock. Mike Tullock.
The beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
You're right.
The wolf.
Man,
tell me
that.
About this Black Mike. Is he for real, or is he just a glorified Klondiker?
Well, he's really real.
He's
but
real.
He's just rather aged, you know.
But did he? Do you think he came in? I get varying stories on him.
No, he didn't come on in Rush.
Yeah, he came later.
Yeah.
He came as what is it? Something to do with the Northwest Territory, Northwest Mounted Police.
Oh, he may have maybe steered the boat or something.
I have no idea, so we couldn't really, you know, crew you on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you came in 1939, how many people were here in Dawson? As many as now, which is
More.
Oh, nothing. No, I tell more. You, YCGC was operating,
and the government,
and there was over 700 on a payroll, and then Riverboat was running. There'd be about a in a week, four or five boats coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So there was also, White Pass had a, what we call, longshoremen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my own brother worked in it. And then we had a Yukon Territory government. This was the capital.
This was the capital.
This was the capital until they moved out. So, let me see. There'll be Central Hotel, Yukonia Hotel,
Royal Allied,
Regina,
Rochester,
Principal, and also Westminster, Occidental.
Westminster.
Oh,
you see, so that's,
they were all running. Then.
Yeah. So that's
all in
rather
a state of disrepair.
Yeah. Eight hotels, and there was a five cafes. Now, in those days, I think you agree with me, they were operating all those hotels and cafes 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day.
Oh yeah, they had their night staff and their day staff.
I'm telling you, they had one of the A1 cooks you couldn't get. They were trained bakers. You couldn't find a baker like they did. Now, Arcade Cafe, you remember.
Mm-hmm. You remember Ann Gleaves.
Yes.
Boat used to stop at Arcade Cafe, you know, go for meals. Oh, you could get...
Well, he was a wonderful restaurateur.
Yeah, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Restaurateur, yeah. Harry Glees.
He really knew his business.
Well, they were here in the 50s, too.
Oh, yes.
But that time,
yes. Because I was in their restaurant at that time.
They had a 24-hour service, so they had night shift man who made... They never had a bought bread in our house, menu. Mm-hmm. It was all homemade.
Yeah,
the buns, the dinner buns, the donuts, the Butterhorns or Cream Puffs, name it. It was just wonderful.
Mm, sounds great.
Yes, it was. It was a really intriguing city. In fact, they even had outdoor stalls, Apple Jimmy.
And you know, now Mr. Glaze could accommodate 300 and 400 people without any difficulty whatsoever. And then he was completely unhurried. He just planned well.
Very systematic, yeah.
You know. Now, when, of course, imagine they don't have, well, they've had quite a...
Yeah, but the waitresses, you could never get those kind of waitresses like Molly.
The kettle.
Yeah.
They're simply wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Really
then you said your brother worked as a longshoreman. Did he come up then later?
Let me see now, how long after? In fact, I had my brother Jim, Sam, and Fred. That's right, those three brothers. And I gave them each one year to stay. Because there was no future here. So my brother Sam came and went back and got married and was in that car accident, which meant my father, who were in a process of extending his big business in Calgary. You know, big business.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my brother, Jim, I said, now you had your stay a whole year. and you rub shoulders with all walks of life, because in Dawson City, that's where you meet people as you find them. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think that you're better for experience when you go back into business with Dad, that you're going to find that you had gained the one of the valuable experience, you know. Mm-hmm. And he hated to go, but he went. And today, they are employing about, they started off, we thought, they thought maybe $20,000 was a good turnover, and then they went up to $100,000, then to $500,000. Then they thought $1 million turnover was good, but now it's $5 and $6 million. So
kind of
it's a fruit, vegetables, frozen food, you know, and fish. They wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Now so they go as far as South America, even to Scotland,
is that
for specialties, mm-hmm. and they cater to the one of the biggest, you know, chain stores, and also the big restaurants. Mm-hmm.
And
they done very well.
That was one brother, and did others come to Dawson City?
They now two of them, yeah, three of them came in, and now there's two of them. One that was here died, Sam died. So the two brothers, that's Jimmy and Fred, they're together. And this is interesting, so we must tell you. When my brother Fred came, he knew his two sisters were here. He was only 17 years old. He came up and he told his dad, you know, I'm telling a real life story, aren't I? He told his dad, I don't want any partnership or any interest in your business. Just give me $1,000 and I call it a square. Call it square. So he came here. And of course, you know, he really had to work for his money, helping Jack in the carpentering. And he had to pay me, you know, his board and room. And it was really tough going. But as I told you, my brother Sam was killed in the accident. So I said, now Fred, you go back. But when he went back home, they decided they'll take him back. But he'll just get one share, and Jimmy would have two, and Dad would have, and Mother would have one. And Mother says, no, if my son gonna be part of the business, he's gonna have even Stephen. And so now he is the real right-hand man to Jim. They get along real well.
Good.
And they're doing good. Mm-hmm. But they started really working hard.
Well, they learned the hard way, and that's how you become a success.
Yeah. But anyhow, prior to that, when I first came to this country, I was also, you see, we had a little stall in the City Hall Market in Calgary, Winnie and I. And my brother Jim helped me from the time he was 14 years old through the Depression years. And he was only 14, and he had to compete with one of the best businessmen, that's Chinese and mm-hmm. Jewish people. And he really had to work hard. And he had I could tell you a million experiences. It was really terrific. It would make a good movie. Somebody could act it. When he was so young, one time, you know, because of the fact that it was new business to us, my sister Winnie and I, we decided that we would handle the top grade. No job berries or fruit. It's got to be A1 grade. Because then it's standard price everywhere. But one day, it was berry season, raspberry season. My brother came back from wholesale with 30 cases raspberries. I opened one case, job. Two case, job. Right to the fifth case. I says, Jim, I told you to get A1 berries. And look what you got. He says, sis, I paid for number one grade. Well, by that time I was really angry and nervous wreck, you know. So I phoned to this manager of this wholesale house and I said, look, my brother Jim is a young man and I expected you to take care of him. Instead of that, you took advantage of him. And at the background I could hear people saying, get tough now, sis, you know. But I was nervous. And I says, I would like you to bring every cent back and take back all these things. So this man said to me, look, Mr. Maggie, I dealt with your brother, not you. And I says, oh yeah, but he's a minor. I'm the boss here. I'll get the health officer and I'm going to make him see what kind of grade you, because you know they got to put on the invoice, grade A or B or C grades. And my God, he sent it back. And that's the sort of experience we've had that did us good.
Yeah.
And that's what made him what he is today. You know, mind you, they're in deep. My God, it's just, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But isn't that the business, though? You never want to get big.
Well, when you came to Dawson, and with all the people here, you must have had plenty of customers in your barbershop. Or did you have a lot of competition?
No, that was really, then my sister made well. We made all good after, you know, but at first.
At first getting broken into, or getting acquainted mm-hmm. with the community.
Yeah, but they, you know, how much was, you know how much they used to pay?
50 cents,
75
cents, was it?
50 cents for haircut, 25 cents for shave, hairdo and shampoo was a dollar, huh?
Oh, yes.
There was depression years, don't forget, when we came here in 39, which we were just getting out of it. People mm-hmm. couldn't afford anymore. And, but by the time my sister was willing to sell out, she was getting $1.25 for haircut. And after he sold out, they were getting $2. That was the difference.
Well, to get back to the tickets that were sent to you, you said your uncle sent you tickets.
Uncle Harry Yama.
And he was here in Dawson City?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He must have wrote between the lines, I was getting fed up with hardships of depression years. Mm-hmm. You know, because we only had a stall, and my brother and I, we just barely made a living for nine of us. Mm-hmm. And the Calgary is a cold, cold town. And they couldn't get a job. Well, every bit of our teacher clothes and shoes and everything was bought on an installment plan. And the furniture we ever had. So we didn't have a penny. And it had to be strictly cash business. Mm-hmm. But we made a living. But I'm telling you, my brother Jimmy never got paid a penny no more than I did. And one day, my sister came and said to us, she was a housekeeper. She says, I got a nice rate picked out, Marlene, and I need money. And I says, how much? And she said, $10. And I only have $10 cash. I winked at my brother and I said, don't you dare tell her how broke we are. Give her $10. And she got a new drape. She was as happy as she can be, you know.
Couldn't buy new drapes for $10 nowadays.
No, but that's what it was. But we paid. We paid our way. We were able to. You see, when you work in a market, you got a grocery store, the bakery, mm-hmm. the fruit, everything, cheese and everything, meat. And we were able to. But if you were really to hear the experience we had when we first went in, I'm telling you, after Saturday hard work, Winnie and I would take leftover strawberries and raspberry and we go home, make that into jam, because it won't keep over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we get tomatoes, we make those into chili, chutneys, you know? Mm-hmm. And because farmers were having a hard time, so we trade in for case of eggs to case of jam, or case of eggs with a case of chicken. Mm-hmm. We were able to manage, you know, but one night we were so tired. We took fish and chips home, put a tea kettle on a stove, 10 pounds maybe jam, you know, on a stove, and we lay down until the tea kettle was boiling, and we fell asleep, and we didn't get up till 6 o'clock in the morning. Everything was cold, tea kettle was dried up, and the jam pot was hard as rock, all turned to sugar. Well, but you know, it was a good thing Winnie and I, that's why we're awfully close to this day, and we're looking forward to retiring together.
So
she's still to have a beauty shop. She's got about 4 girls working for her, and has done well.
In Calgary, is she?
In Edmonton. In 19 years later, her husband was willing to go. They decided when the kids was older that they wanted them to go to high school in Edmonton. And we didn't know what she was going to do. She was really worried stiff. And out of a clear blue sky, we get this offer of a beauty shop for sale with a living quarters. Because she was going to take the boarders. She only had a year old baby with her too, don't forget. And we didn't even look. Without looking, we wrote a letter to my brother Jim, and we said, now Jim, make a deal. Take that shop over. All we knew was they can live. You see, in the city, you can't live in your shop. But it was already built, and it was in residential district. She could. So without even looking, she took that shot. But when she got to Edmonton, she was trained in BC. She had to sit for examination for Alberta license. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, she told me later, boy, she said she didn't know what to do. She couldn't make it, but she made it. And she's just terrific hairdresser today. And, and we hope that in a few years we'll be together. She lost her husband in the meantime. He was a wonderful cook, wasn't he? We just got through saying, you know, since those boys left, we haven't been able to get a decent meal. And there, he made the best bread, the donuts, and the buns, you could, you know.
Yeah, and he knew everybody his went meat. To that restaurant on there.
Yeah, they were good. He was good, though. The family got, he died, too. So now she's alone, and the kids are growing up. And we hope.
If you leave Dawson, you'll go probably to Edmonton or Calgary?
No, we're going to go to BC.
BC. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful British Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
It's near Salmon Arm in the lakefront. It's a lakefront property. It's good, but Jack thinks that probably it's too hot for us. And I just got through saying to Doris, I think maybe then we'll sell that out and go to Victoria. And she says, no, stay close to Vancouver so we can see each other a little more. So we'll see.
Oh, my
you know.
Victoria is really beautiful.
Oh, it's going to be too hot down there.
Oh, yes, it can get terribly hot there, evidently. Well, according to him, it's dry heat.
90 and 110.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some my sister's summer house is right across the lake. Just walk out of a house into the road to lake. Mm-hmm. Ours is 3 miles closer to Salmon Arm town. It's higher up, but we're still in the front of the lake, you know, right in the lake. And in the beginning, we didn't intend to build there. It was just an investment we had. But somehow we got carried away. Now we got the house on the place.
That's kind of a climate of extremes because it's quite cold in the
winter time. But mind you, I don't mind having winter because it's not long.
No. Oh, no, not like
you're right.
I noticed you have quite a few pieces of old furniture. Where did that come from?
Oh, I gathered it. I was just telling Adriana. You see, we have a big building here. And everything was stored. The junk was stored in there. And we tore it down, and we haven't been able to put back another building. So we got all kinds of furniture. You notice it? Did you notice the old chair in there? Mm-hmm. It's terrible the way we left it. But what are we going to do? We haven't got no room nowhere. And we got lots of them. We got an old car. You saw the old car?
No, I didn't see the old car.
Oh, no, you missed it. We got a nice little old car, too. And right after 17, they're supposed to move the building, and then we're going to fix the garage, the storeroom.
Mm-hmm. Right within the next week or so, you mean?
Yeah,
start
we hope
right
to.
Mm-hmm.
So
will it be a business, just a warehouse structure or a business?
No, we're just going to have a garage.
Just a garage.
In the beginning, we were going to fix the whole new building up here. That was our plan. It's a good thing we did. We wouldn't have any money. But we decided, you know, Dad's getting older. Why should we keep working, building?
Well, what about your children?
I have two. I adopted my two.
You adopted your two?
Yes, so they're chosen boy, Trojan children.
Jackie.
My Jackie is working in the information booth.
Oh.
I'm a grandmother now. Oh, yeah. Jackie and Marvin. Mm-hmm. He's 18 and Jackie's 20. She'll be 22 this November.
I was in there yesterday, but I didn't write
her. Didn't you write an answer? She was there today.
Oh, maybe she wasn't there.
She wasn't there yesterday, was she?
Oh. She was there from, until 5
5
o'clock.
To 9.
5 o'clock.
Well, she was there. Was she going?
See, Emma was going to work for her, but didn't do her.
She was there till what? Yeah, she was there all day. You're right.
Did they go to high school here in Dawson? Or did they go out?
No, they started school here. Oh, there's a Pete Brady. big Brady? Oh dear. You see him when you go this way.
He's going
he's
out that way.
He's really almost.
He's down. He came to White Horse.
He's right
there.
Down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to go see him because he like a name Coyle. I'll never get rid of him.
I know.
You get a hold of your hand. That's it. Boy, and squeeze. Haven't seen you for a long time. Now Denny's
mile,
gone.
Mile.
That's him.
And how about your daughters? Are
well
grown now, are they,
Doris? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Grandmother.
Your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I have two boys, two grandsons, and one granddaughter.
Tell me, is Harriet in Portland? Or where does she live now?
You mean my daughter or
no.
My sister-in-law? She still lives in Portland.
Okay.
Same place. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're real old-timers. Husbands. They've done wonderful, you know. I remember Mrs. Old Osmond. She was very, very active with the IOD and WA.
Well, everything.
Choir.
What's the IO?
Imperial Order Daughters of the Empire.
Empire.
Mm-hmm. And what is it?
Well, that was Franklin's
mother.
Mm-hmm. Did his mother and father come in here?
I was trying to think. Mrs. Osborne came in 1901 on the Emma Knott steamship and was married here in a little log cabin church now, on First Avenue, you know, where the Anglican church is now situated.
St. Paul's,
right. And she was married in 1901. And her husband, my father-in-law, had the Klondike Mill in, Lifestown. Klondike City.
Mm-hmm. Was that a mineral mill where they ground...
What was it? Rural community.
No, the mill he operated, what kind of
lumber.
Lumber mill.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He and Mr. Segbers.
Hiram
Segmers. Mm-hmm.
Hiram is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Pioneer home.
Mm-hmm. So I believe. Mm-hmm.
But
he's very happy.
Well, he's not able to get around. He's
oh,
been
is that
wheelchair
right?
Now for
oh,
a couple
is that
of
so?
Weeks. Doesn't wear any teeth and
oh.
His eyes can hardly see.
Is that right? He was such a good looking person.
What?
Oh, yes. Isn't that sad?
We do age.
Well, Hiram is only a year or so older than I am.
You kept active. It's wonderful.
I had to wait until I was over 70 to get all my ailments.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Don't you think my Jack is doing good?
Yes.
Jack is over 70, you know.
I laugh at Dr. Bucksaw. When Dr. Bucksaw met Jack, he said, "My goodness, Jack." He said, "I thought you'd be really an old man." And he was quite amazed that he was so well-preserved and so active.
Yes.
Because he's very slight, too. That makes a lot of difference, too.
And he's little, and he never... He's very systematic. Even though just a little home chore, she's out at from 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but he's been put on flesh since I saw him last.
He's telling me he's got a bay window there.
Corporate here in front, right.
He's one of the best natured men. Oh, he's pulling my leg.
But what do they have in Dawson now for schooling? Do they go through high school?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They have
elementary
up to grade
grades,
12.
Grade 12, right. Mm-hmm.
Did your son go to school here also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He finished. And they don't offer all the courses. So he went half a year to White Horse School to get his physics in case he want to go, you know, something different. But so far, he's interested in, what do you call it, airplane mechanic, and later flying.
Mm-hmm.
That's his choice, so we'll leave it at that, and it's up to him.
Did he get training this year on that?
Well, he's got a qualification. They wrote him a letter, only that they failed. So they will phone him. they see quite often there's people that doesn't, they back up. Mm-hmm. So they hope to be able to phone, and they told us not to, right? They'll phone us. But he said if he doesn't get in this year, he'll work till there's a job. But the historic site, he'll still go out to Calgary, Alberta. That's where my family's are. Mm-hmm.
Well, this August 17th, this Discovery Day celebration this year was the biggest you've had probably in Dawson, isn't it? Or was the
for people wise? But no, they've had a simply wonderful celebration.
I think they've always been really.
They have been actually
really outstanding. Mm-hmm. All the mm-hmm. celebrations. Mm-hmm. We've had people from many different areas, perhaps.
This year.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. We've really been, you know, have we kind of shared in the celebration.
I've never seen so many people for a long time, but they
out of town.
Yes, but you see, when the YCGC was here, well, my goodness, it was one
there were
day they all
people
came
to really,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
mm-hmm. celebrate.
And they used to have a bigger ball. Of course, things are done differently, eh?
Oh yes.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed our visit here.
I'm so happy you have.
We really have.
It's a good thing you brought her.
She brought me. Ellen, I'm riding with her. I'm her extra cunt.
I just happened to be the driver, but I was coming and she was coming and
the other
another
girls.
Woman was coming, so we pooled our resources mm-hmm. and came in one car.
Good. It was not nice.
And two others came.
But they flew
car.
Back? Mm-hmm. The other girls flew back?
Another Fairbanks woman and a friend mm-hmm. came driving mm-hmm. another car.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
so
I think
they left mm-hmm. today and went to Eagle. We're going to meet them mm-hmm. and talk tomorrow mm-hmm. night.
Well, I think it's so marvelous that so many Fairbanks people arrived to celebrate. You know,
I thought
so many
new
good neighbors, and
them,
we always
really.
Think so
I think just
affectionately
wonderful.
Of the people from Alaska. You know.
So many of our that's pioneers have
such a nice
ties to Dawson.
Right.
Well, they have
exactly.
a great affection
family
for Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. They have.
A lot of family ties.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
of our Fairbanks
yeah,
pioneers
definitely.
Are, you know, mm-hmm. transplanted from
well,
Dawson.
You know,
you're right.
A lot of our business people came from Dawson.
You're right.
Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I met Tim.
Sure. And we had
Indoors. I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. Do you remember Genevieve Parker?
Yes.
Well, do you know she was here a year ago?
Yes, she was. Mm-hmm.
And because I remember her because she was one of the few the people who graduated with a mining degree.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were standing at the book counter, and so she asked me about some of the books, and I said, well, I would certainly recommend Klondike because it is a documentary, and mm-hmm. It's beautifully written. And I'm sure it would, you know, would appeal to you if this is the type of thing you're looking for. And then I recommended one or two others. And so she said, well, as a mining engineer and geologist, I would be interested more in the factual and the mm-hmm. documentary type of book. So I said, oh, really? I said, you know, I only knew one person that ever graduated with a mining degree, and that was a young woman in Fairbanks. And she said, oh. And I said, her name was Genevieve Parker. She said, I'm Genevieve Parker. And I just couldn't believe it.
It's a coincidence.
Yes.
But we
yeah,
know.
Yes.
Had you known her in Fairbanks?
Well, I met her, mm-hmm. yes. And I also met her sister, Hortense mm-hmm. Parker.
I don't know Genevieve, but I have met Hortense.
Mm-hmm.
I know the brothers. In fact,
mm-hmm.
I just was in Livengood not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably Adriana told you that, like, that when we used to have international bondspiel, it was only Dawson and Fairbanks, and they were the days when they had a most wonderful time.
And they came up here, you know, every winter.
Just two.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, and everybody. Well, they didn't go nowhere else. Everything was home cooked. All the entertainment was done at home. Teas and everything. And you know, things have changed since Second World War. After the war, it just seems that everybody was included. So it took all of Yukon, all of Northwest Territory, all of Alaska. So it got too big now. Nobody knows each other.
Remember that big feed we had down there in the winter in the house that Stringer, I think, lived in. Mm-hmm. Bishop Stringer.
Bishop Stringer, right.
That's where we had that
Bishop's Court. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Bishop's Court. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you know the Stringers?
Oh, yes.
You know, I met Edith Stringer last summer in Vancouver. The daughter-in-law. Randall Stringer's wife. Uh-huh. He was minister here for quite a long time.
Yes, I understood.
And I was really so happy to meet her after, I guess it was about 10 or so years since I've seen her. And Randall was responsible in some way for the building of a church up the island, so you know, Campbell River, right, where the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh visited on one of their Canadian tours. So it was just kind of too bad that he wasn't there, minister at the time.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
But the Dawson Curler is still kind of Fairbanks.
Yes, but it's not exactly the same anymore.
No, they didn't have
it's
anybody
from
Dawson this year.
They didn't?
No.
No, they like to go. I think they intended to go, and then it didn't work out.
Yeah, they couldn't make it. They had to get some gals from Whitehorse to be with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes weather has quite a part in, you know.
They have playdowns. They have so many things going on at the same time.
Well, one of the questions that were asked frequently by tourists, well, what in the world do you do here in the wintertime?
Oh,